Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday. It's January the 7th. You know, the Sixers last night defeated the Washington Wizards 141 to 136 to improve to an NBA best 7-1. The Sixers have a game tonight in Brooklyn against the Brooklyn Nets, a team that is among one of the favorites to win the NBA title. Right? Kevin Durant's not going to play. Spencer Dinwiddie's not going to play. So you would assume that the Sixers would be favored to win that game, or would win that game. But I got to be honest with you guys. Like, you know, I typically do three segments of this podcast. You know, on a perfect day, on a regular day, my first segment would be on the game. My second segment would be on Brooklyn. My third segment would be on tidbits. You know how I do. You know, for some people who don't know, in addition to being the host of Locked On 76ers podcast, I am the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Now, with that job comes reading the emails, asking the coach questions, doing everything, you know, all that stuff. Today, right now, you know, I'll talk about the game, but I'm not talking about it in the first segment. You know, I want to talk about what happened yesterday. There was an attempted insurrection by Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol building. There was a young lady, or a lady, I don't know her age, but a lady who was shot and killed by police. There were three other people who died. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I watched it yesterday, and I was glued. It got to a point where, I mean, watching this yesterday afternoon was a little bit more important to me than going there and covering a game last night, right? So, you know, it was one of those things. And I kept saying to myself, like, you know, maybe the game will be a break from reality for me. Maybe. Just maybe the game will be a break from reality, right? But I couldn't help but see how these people were just walking through the Capitol. How people were toting guns, doing everything. And I was like, wow. I mean, it was like the police were like peaceful. But then I kept thinking about back to these Black Lives Matter protests, where even reporters were getting locked up. I was thinking about how people were being violently attacked. And then people say, oh, they're mobs, say they're this, they're that, right? And it hurt me. Because in a way, you're looking at it, and it was blatant that there are two different ways the way people treat African Americans, black people, and these Trump supporters were being treated. So you know what? I go to the game. Doc Rivers was asked the first question about that. And everything that I just said to you guys, he brought up. Right? He brought it up. And it was funny because, you know, it was like, wow, Doc, you know, you're speaking for us. You're keeping it real. And here's the funny thing. Like, there were people who, before Doc said what he said, there were certain reporters who came up to me and said, man, if that was a Black Lives Matter situation, people would have been shot. People would have been injured before, you know, the woman was shot. I mean, the lady was shot. No one should lose their life. But I'm just telling you, the way that the response was completely different. Now, this is what Doc Rivers says. You know, I'll say it because I don't think a lot of people want to. Could you imagine today if those were all black people storming the Capitol and what would have happened? You know, so that to me is a picture that's worth a thousand words to all of us to see. Probably something for us to reckon with again. No police dogs turning on people. No billy clubs hitting people. People peacefully being escorted out of the Capitol. So it shows that you can disperse a crowd peacefully, I guess, would be one thing, right? Now, the thing that really disturbed me was, and it's part of the job, you know, I get bombarded by emails from people after the game. And there's this one dude right now keeps going back and forth with me. So he's like, who cares about what, and one guy says, who cares about what Rivers thinks? Okay. Then there's another woman who says, oh lady, who says, you need to tell Doc Rivers to shut the F up. Huh? You know, the thing about this is, it gets back to me where you can't be a black male and speak up for your race because you're wealthy, because you're a basketball player, former basketball player. You're a successful coach. So when you're in people's eyes, you need to just be quiet and play or dribble basketball, coach basketball. Come on now. Now, the thing is, all you people, everybody, I shouldn't say all you people, that's wrong. But what I'm talking to the people who sent me the text messages or emails. Y'all saw what Doc Rivers saw. Y'all saw what the world saw. And yet and still you want to attack this guy or you're upset that this guy is talking about stuff that some people don't. He's using his platform to talk about that. Really? Come on now. I'm for one is happy for him. Now I'm going to tell you this. Like, I followed Doc Rivers when I was growing up. He played for the Hawks. Then he played for the Knicks. He played for a couple other teams. And I was a fan of his as a game. But you know, as I became a reporter, I realized that he was a whole lot deeper than basketball. I realized that he was a voice for the black community. He was a guy who was successful, but he was a guy who didn't forget where he came from. He was a guy who had a platform and could speak out for black people that most couldn't. And I always admired that of him. And when he said what he said yesterday, it made me feel proud. And the fact that the other players around the league said the same thing and did some things, you know, some guys knelt. The Boston Celtics and Miami Heat walked off the floor during warm-ups and then came back on. The Toronto Raptors, the team they played, did a circle, arms locked during the national anthems for Canada and, you know, America. To me, that shows a lot. I mean, look, be honest. You saw the same thing that they saw. Don't criticize Doc Rivers. I mean, you know what? You may not like it. But you can't criticize someone for taking up for their people. You can't criticize someone for stating the obvious. Doc Rivers talked about this isn't a black thing. It's an American thing. Doc Rivers also praised all the young people for getting out and voting. But yet and still, what you want to do is you want him to shut up and coach. All he is good enough to be a coach to you, right? Come on now. You guys got to do better. You do. Now, the one thing that doesn't have to do better is Built Bar. Yeah. Beloved Built Bar. And I'm going to tell you, last night was a crazy night. I should say early this morning, because I got in like around 12:30. I was hungry. I shouldn't have ate it, but because it was late. But I had a Built Bar. Yes, I had a Built Bar. You know, it was gooey, chocolate. I love my chocolate. Made me feel good. Gave me a protein. Now, again, it wasn't something I'm supposed to eat before I go to bed, because I'm not supposed to eat before I go to bed. But I had to have one. It relaxed me, right? Now, let me tell you this. You can experience the same joy that I do by logging on to BuiltBar.com, using the promo code LOCKEDON, and get a percentage off your next purchase. I'm telling you, do it today. Not just do it today. Do it as soon as you log off, as soon as you get off of this podcast. Now, I'm going to tell you something about this podcast. This is the only podcast that comes to you that covers the Sixers 5 days a week. In addition to that, you can download this podcast or subscribe to this podcast wherever you subscribe to other podcasts at, right? Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. You can follow me on Instagram at Pompey on Sixers, right? But you can also read my articles in the Inquirer.com, in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the Philadelphia Daily News. Now, let's talk about the game. You know, and before the game, when we talked about basketball, it was one of those things where, you know, I asked Doc, I said, you know, are you nervous about a letdown? I mean, how do you guard against a letdown? And he said, hey, this team isn't right where we want to be, so we got to call, we got to play everyone hard, basically. Paraphrase. And it's funny because the Sixers were balling in the first half. I mean, they were up 82-67. Seth Curry was 6-for-6 on three. He had 20 points. But you looked at it and you said to yourself, like, okay, this is going to be a blowout, but Bradley Beal is probably going to get 50 on these dudes, because they just couldn't stop him. He had 32 points in the first half. Well, Bradley Beal ended up with 60 points. He scored 28 after intermission. He kind of ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. He was 1-for-6, and he had 3 points in the fourth. But they came back and they took the lead. And then Joel Embiid did what Joel Embiid does. He took over. There was one point where the game was tied. 131-131, and Joel came down, got an and one, got a 3-point play, came back, hit a pair of foul shots, then came back and buried a three to put them up 9. That was ball game, right? You know, that was the ball game right then and there. And afterwards, Joel says, you know, this is what I'm paid to do. I'm paid to dominate. So you look at it, you know, Joel had a heck of a game. The Sixers, you know, it got to a point where they can't, like, allow teams to come back like that. They can't. They had a hard time closing out, right? But at the same time, it shows you the things that Doc was talking about. They still need some work to do. And that's what's so vital about or important about this upcoming stretch now for the rest of the month. So now they play the Nets tonight. They play Denver on Saturday. They play Atlanta on Monday. And then Tuesday and Thursday, the Miami Heat come to town. And then next week, the week after that, they have a two-game series against Boston. And then later on, they'll have the Lakers, and then they'll have the Indiana Pacers. So this is what we'll learn a lot about the Sixers squad. And they're extremely excited about it. You know, extremely excited about it. But I'm here to tell you that, you know, I thought the game was over. Like, I did. But more power to Bradley Beal. More power to Joel Embiid for stepping up like he normally does. I mean, he is a quality big man. I mean, arguably the best in the league. And I think that he'll have a good time. I think that this, you know, he'll have a good time in this upcoming series. He says he's excited. Now, the thing is, you know, I hope that, you know, Doc said democracy prevails, right? And he's right. Biden was certified. I mean, he was going to be certified no matter what. That whole thing was like a procedural thing, right? He was certified this morning. But, you know, like, as I said before, I mean, we should be fortunate that we have a guy like Doc Rivers in Philadelphia. You know, I mean, he's someone who's not afraid to speak up. He's someone in the city of Philadelphia that will be proud of. I mean, the Sixers brass were retweeting what he said. You know, a lot of people in the communities, in the African American and minority communities, were all proud of what he said. You know, the thing is that certain people, you may not like it. You may not like it, but that's on you. I mean, that's something you have to deal with. But you have to know that this ain't time to shut up and just coach basketball. It's time to speak up and use your platform. And if you saw what I saw, and I know you saw what I saw, you shouldn't have a problem for what his for what he said in his observations. And listen to what he said in totality. I mean, he said a lot of different things. A lot. You know? He said this is an American thing. He talked about the election. He talked about the young people voting, their voices being heard. Heck, he said, this is America, but it's also better than what it was 10 years ago. Right? He says he's hopeful. You know what I mean? Come on now. Hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for listening, and have a blessed day. Peace.